And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 14th of February, 2013. It is St. Valentine's Day today, the day on which we celebrate love, romantic love, named for an early Christian priest, St. Valentine, martyred on February 14 in 269 AD. The legend says that Emperor Claudius II forbade single men to get married because he wanted them to enlist in his army instead. And in defiance of the emperor, Valentine, a priest, performed clandestine weddings. He was discovered, he was imprisoned, sentenced to death by beheading. While awaiting execution, he fell in love with the daughter of a prison guard who would come and visit him. And on the day of his death, February the 14th, he left a note for her, which he signed, "Love from your Valentine." That is the legend. And so today is the second most popular card-giving day of the calendar year after Christmas. Two famous lovers who wrote back and forth, Robert Browning and Elizabeth Barrett Browning. She was a semi-invalid whose father would not let her see men, and so they carried out their romance by letter. Robert Browning wrote her a fan letter in January 1845. "I love your verses with all my heart, dear Miss Barrett, and this is no offhand complimentary letter that I shall write. Since the day last week when I first read your poems, I have been turning and turning again in my mind what I should be able to tell you of their effect upon me." She wrote back, "I thank you, dear Mr. Browning, from the bottom of my heart. Such a letter from such a hand." They continued writing to each other, got married secretly in 1846. He wrote her a letter before the wedding, "Words can never tell you how perfectly dear you are to me. I am all gratitude and all pride that my life has been so crowned by you." And the day after the wedding, she wrote to him, "What could be better than you lifting me from the ground and carrying me into life and the sunshine? All that I am, I owe you. If I enjoy anything now and henceforth, it is through you." And as a wedding gift, she gave him the sonnets she had written for him, including the famous one that begins, "How do I love thee? Let me count the ways." Here's a poem for today, a sonnet by William Shakespeare, his sonnet number 109. "Oh, never say that I was false of heart, though absence seemed my flame to qualify. As easy might I from myself depart as from my soul, which in thy breast doth lie. That is my home of love. If I have ranged, like him that travels, I return again, just to the time, not with the time exchanged, so that myself bring water for my stain. Never believe, though in my nature reigned all frailties that besiege all kinds of blood, that it could so preposterously be stained to leave for nothing all thy sum of good. For nothing this wide universe I call, save thou, my rose. In it thou art my all." Shakespeare's sonnet, number 109. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by the National Geographic Channel, presenting Killing Lincoln, based on the novel by Bill O'Reilly and Martin Dugard. Killing Lincoln premieres this Sunday at 8 p.m. Produced by Kathy Roach and Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.